everybody. Welcome to Fired Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and I'm the host of the Fired Up with CJ show. And we are here at the Northwest Women's Show, excited to be here. And today we have Moza, who is a singer, artist, and creator who has merged her talents and passions into exploring, helping others discover the power and possibilities of sound and how sound can help us awaken to our full potential. Welcome, Moza.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so, great to be here.
And she also has a fantastic website that she just launched. Tell us the URL.
It's www.mosazone.com.
It's beautiful, so check it out. So we're going to start by doing some slight playing with sounds right now so we actually can get everyone initiated and kind of into the Moza zone.
Well, when I do workshops, the first thing we do is we use bells and bowls and gongs and things to clear the energy in the room, to clarify. Bells are an instrument that will clear energy. Rattle will change a state of something, but a bell will clarify. So there's I have a bowl here, and this is a Tibetan bowl. You can just see what kind of experience you have with just the sound of that. The Tibetan bowls are very unique in that they're made out of a number of different metals to get the resonance and the harmonics and the way that they ring. It's very unique. And they're not made anymore. One of the things that I like to honor is the Tibetan culture and that the current state of Tibet and what has happened in the past is because the people have come out of Tibet. That's why we have Tibetan bowls now. Mm. You know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, none of us knew about Tibetan bowls unless we'd gone to Tibet. So I like to honor the Tibetan people.
Yeah, that's nice.
So actually the work that I do is with the power of sound, but the power of the voice in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say that, well, first of all, it's an evolving work, and that it started with the idea of freeing people's voices. The workshop was originally called There's No Such Thing as a Bad Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bottom line of it is to free the voice. Now, there's another layer of that in that in freeing the voice, you also free other parts of yourself.
Do you mean by freeing the voice, too?
Many people have been told, you know, they were in the choir and they said, told just mouth the words, or you know,
because you have a bad voice.
Because you have a bad voice. Because if you couldn't sing like ha la 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 la, you know, beautifully, like what quote unquote beautiful is, you were told you had a bad voice. Now I call this work singing/sounding, because it's about making sound. It's about expressing yourself, and it's really important to express because sound gets it. Our emotions and sounds that we don't make get stuck in the body. They get stuck and they clutter up the path with the energetic pathways.
So when your teacher said sound it and don't sing, or you feel like, oh, I don't have a voice that counts, in some ways you're blocking your energy.
Totally. I mean, that's such a wounding for so many people on the planet. Mm-hmm. So that was the initial impetus for this, to free people, free the voice. And I've been singing since I was 6 years old. I learned how to sing in three-part harmony with my sisters while we did the dishes. And so my mom taught me early and trained my ear. And even now my sisters and I can pick up at any moment and sing in harmony.
That's so cute.
And I love harmony. I'm usually a solo performer. I'm a performing songwriter, but any chance to sing in harmony is. So that's, you know, I do have a selfish motivation in doing these workshops to have people to sing with
sing
a lot
with
of people.
Me.
Yeah.
I want to sing with everyone in harmony.
You know, it is said that we teach what we need to learn and what we want to expand. So, and many of us have been silenced in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I was silenced as a child, you know, don't tell anyone, you know, from my particular experience. And so I've been, you know, at work really most of my life freeing myself from that experience. And so in the evolution of the work, I started studying quantum physics and realizing the vibrational nature of everything and how that applied to the voice and how the voice applied to us.
Because what does quantum physics say about voice and vibration?
Well, quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. Mm. And one thing about quantum physics is that it is now agreeing or proving or whatever you want to say what the mystics have told us for years and years and years, eons. The
Which
mystics
is?
Have known. Well, many things. First of all, we are all one. Mm-hmm. Second of all, everything is vibration and everything affects everything. Mm-hmm. And sound can create form. And then, you know, extrapolating all of those things, one of the principles I work with is that frequency plus intention, because quantum physics tells us about intention, like the physicists who look at light as a wave, mm-hmm. see it as a wave. And if mm-hmm. they think it's a particle, they see it as a particle. But it's both wave and particle. It depends on what your perception of it is. Mm-hmm. It's how perception affects, you know, the result. And that's one of the things in the experiments that they've done, is that what we're thinking of the expected result might be affects the result. So the observer mm-hmm. is affected by the observed.
So knowing this, when given your studies on quantum physics, how has that affected now your mission and path and what you want to do with all of this?
Well, I love the whole science. I have a lot of Virgo and I love that whole, you know, that whole aspect of, and so what I do is I present information. Mm-hmm. And then we play with our voices to apply that information to
You're
us.
You're saying in your workshop.
In the workshop.
In your mission in the workshop.
Oh, in the mission, in the workshop, yes. It's about freeing the voice and having an understanding of the power we have in our voices. Every cell in our body is listening. And listening to, and the sound of our voice, the vibration of our voice is the most recognizable vibration to our cells. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that our cells will respond to immediately. Mm-hmm. Now, Bruce Lipton, who is one person that I study, he wrote The Biology of Belief, mm-hmm. and he talks about how perception can affect biology. He says that that we are benevolent or malevolent dictators to ourselves, that our cells are listening to everything we mm-hmm. say and everything we think. Mm-hmm. And so just in that fact alone, if we can have a discipline and a practice of only saying good things. Like I tend to tell people, don't ever say anything bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever say anything bad about yourself. We're all on a learning curve. This is a learning planet, you know, and so that becomes an opportunity in the workshop to understand the vibratory nature of the voice, mm-hmm. how it affects the body, mm-hmm. How it changes form. So I show the science of cymatics, mm-hmm. cymatics, which was a science in the early 1900s. Dr. Hans Jenny, who applied mm-hmm. a sound to a powder or filings or something, mm-hmm. and it makes these beautiful geometric patterns.
Oh, cool.
And as you change the sound, the pattern changes. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information now. People are doing cymatics with water, with other things. There are instruments that have been created, the cymoscope. A man named Dr. John Stuart Reed is working with a cymoscope,
cool.
which can give you a visual of a cross-section of the sound. Now, sound, the way we see it represented on paper, is like a wave.
Right.
But actually, it goes out in a sphere in every direction.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that, because when you all see the drawings, it's just like a one-dimensional thing, but it actually goes in a sphere.
It goes in a sphere. It goes out in every single direction.
Hmm. What are the implications of that? If it's not a sound wave but a sphere, then I assume it vibrates way more than you.
The idea of the wave on paper shows actually how a sound has an amplitude, has a high and a no. You know, that's where the dip is, mm-hmm. and it's space in between.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually indicates a measurement of the tone and that's an amplitude and volume, and so. So this sound is going to be geometrically proportional to this sound, but the wave is going to be different if you draw it on paper.
Right.
So there are waves connected, but it's going out in three dimensions, going out in a sphere in every direction.
Right.
And it goes forever until it is interrupted.
I love that idea of it goes on forever.
Forever into infinity. Hmm. A sound wave can travel into infinity.
Yeah, I love that whole idea. So if there is no interruption, our sound could be actually going outside of our planet.
Totally.
As far as we know, right?
Yeah, as far as we know. And it gives one pause for thought for some of the things that might have come out of one's mouth at some time in life. It certainly gave me pause for thought when I've heard that fact. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
much to ride. Need a pen and to have you by my side. But my heart said all of you will see. Just only for someone until you make for me.
Okay.
Had some issues. What? It just happened just real quick, but we're back.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to experiment a little bit with sound itself and sending, because I was talking to Moza, and I said, I wonder if we can actually send our, like you said, take our intention.
I guess I didn't say that sound is a carrier wave of intention. And that's one of the things we work with is we make an intention, and then we use sound to as the carrier wave of it. So that's a very important part of that equation.
Okay. Heather, are you out there? Do you want to play with us?
Sure, I'll definitely play with you guys. It'll be fun.
Okay, so I'm going to write down on a piece of paper a sound, and then we're going to see if you can actually figure out. I wrote down a piece of paper of that.
Our intention.
We're going to actually tune into our energy, and then we're going to ask you, Heather, what you feel.
All right, sweet.
We're going to make sounds. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heather, what was that?
Wow, that was calming. It was really
calming.
What it was. Yeah.
Okay. But did it? Was there any specific word that intuitively popped into your head?
Calm.
Calm. All right. Very close. Okay. So.
Oh, it was close. Right. Okay.
It was love.
Oh.
Maybe love is calm for you.
It is. It is.
It is. Okay. So that's association. You want to try another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you write it? You write one. We're playing. okay.
Okay.
Okay. Heather, what's your read on that one?
That was a tough one, actually. That was a tough one. I'm not quite sure what I felt on that one. That was, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words on that one.
Was it good or bad?
A mix. It was a mix. Like, yeah, because at first the deep resonating was, I don't know, almost stressful, but not.
That was actually peace.
Oh.
Isn't that fascinating?
Well, here's one of the things, though, is that, you know, with sound healing, now they have instruments that say, okay, the liver has a D, and you apply the D to the liver, and it will blah, blah, blah. Well, interestingly enough, yeah, maybe sometimes the liver is going to accept a D, but my liver might not want the D. My liver might want a D sharp.
Right.
You know, so in terms of having an intention, and I think this is a cutting edge experiment, you know, but having an intention and actually having people get exactly what you intended, it needs a little more time, I think. It needs resonance and entrainment, you know. I mean, a group of people being able to sound for maybe 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really move into some kind of space. This was very short time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great experiment.
I know. We're gonna continue experimenting on this. So thank you so much for being here. We're gonna have those on again because I love experimenting. So
great.
It's so fantastic. And I was telling Moza earlier that part of what I'm trying to do is really through my sound on the sound waves is to actually, I envision a heart with like big sound waves coming all mm-hmm. out of it. So that is really my intention. So I'm looking forward to playing and experimenting with you. So, folks, make sure to go to the East West Bookshop and go to mozazone.com for a website. And the East West Bookshop event is on which days again?
It's the Saturday evening, the 10th, from 7 to 8:30, mm-hmm. and then Sunday, the 11th, from 1 to 4.
March 16th and 17th, am I right for those days?
No, 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th. March 10th and 11th, go to eastwestbookshop.com. Folks, don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Sue London and talking about her dramatic transformation. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go to the iTunes store, type in Fired Up with CJ in the search, and you will then get a free weekly subscription to our weekly show. Thank you so much for being
here. Oh, my great pleasure.
I can't wait to continue playing with you. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
I had a good time, too. Thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you. Yeah.
I've always been told that I've got too much to ride. Independent to have you by my side. When my heart said all of you would see, just only for someone until you live for me. Never thought I would find love so sweet. Never thought I would meet someone like you.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation. Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.